now finished. Yesterday was telling us all about how God created this wonderful world and everything in it. Can anybody tell me how many seasons did God make in a year? Yes. Four seasons. Now who can tell me what season of the year are we in now? It's just begun. Yes. Spring, that's right. We all love the season of spring, don't we? Because it means that the nights are getting lighter, weather's getting a little bit warmer, sun's beginning to shine, animals are beginning to wake up from their winter sleep, and all sorts of beautiful flowers are springing up in our gardens and in the fields. The lovely daffodils, tulips, the crocuses, and so on. And of course, you have your Easter holidays. Spring is a lovely time of the year. Now, who can tell me what the mums particularly love to do in springtime? I don't know why, but yes. Picking flowers, yes.
Oh, spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning, that's right. Somehow they love cleaning. But you know what happens when the sunlight shines through the windows? Your house that you thought was nice and clean and tidy looks really dirty and rubby and dusty, doesn't it? The sunlight shines through and shows up all the dirt on the windows. All the dirt on the carpet and the sofa, all those stains and all those takeaways you've had, and everything looks dusty. And so mums get cleaning, and they may rope you in to clean your bedroom out, and clean out all the rubbish from the drawers and cupboards, and then they clean the garage out and the shed out, and everything gets cleaned in the spring. You can tell me what would you need if you were going to do spring cleaning. You're going to help your mum. Yes? Dusters, yes? Yes, what's the other
thing? A cleaning kit.
Cleaning kit, yes, all sorts of... yes, all sorts of products. And you know, if you go in the shops today, in the supermarket, the shelves are full of all sorts of cleaning materials. Things that will clean everything under the sun. I brought along some to show you this morning. Let's have a look what we've got in here. Oh, we've got some flash. What would that clean, do you think? Yes, floors. I mean, a flash, or so they say. What else have we got here? What can we use that for? Windows, yes, that's right. Get those nice and sparkling. Ah, we've got a duck. Do with a duck. Yes. Toilet, that's right, yes. Got a funny net where you can get underneath the rim and get it all nice and clean. Then there's one there for cleaning carpets. What else we got? Oh yes, have we mentioned this one? What bathrooms? Yes, honey? No, it's good for this. Wood, yes, furniture. So you get off all the dust and everything with the cleany and shiny with that one. And then I've got some more specialised products. Get rid of stains, because stains are very difficult to remove, aren't they? And I've got a vanish bar, that's good, isn't it? If you get stains on your clothes or on a settee or something, you can wipe that off and hey presto, stain's gone. And then I've got something that will help Vanessa. She's spilling something earlier. Yes, tea and coffee, stain remover. She got tea all down her front. So this one, this is a stain devil. It's not a very good name, is it? Some stains are really devilish, aren't they? And this is grease and oil. And it removes tar as well. If you go down to the beach and sitting on the pebbles, tar on your trousers, then you can get them off the mat. So spring is a time for cleaning, getting the house look really nice on the inside. But I want to tell you this morning that there is something that is impossible to keep clean. We've all got one. We've all brought it here this morning. I wonder if you can tell me what it is. It's a part of the body that's impossible to keep clean. Your heart. Yes, absolutely right. Well done. Our heart. We can clean the outside, can't we? We can have a good shower and we can put the gel on, can't we? And a spray here, spray there, and other parts. But we can't keep the inside clean. We all have a heart, don't we? The heart is you and the heart is the real person. God has given us a heart. and we cannot keep the inside clean. Because the Bible tells us that our hearts get stained with sin. Is anybody going to tell me what sin is? Badness, that's right. Can you think of something for the bad? Some things that we should never do? Bad chat, mum and dad, yes? That's right, kicking, yes? Fighting, lying, yes? Swearing, putting your tongue down, yes? Biting, yes? Stealing, murder, so many, aren't there? There are so many things that we shouldn't do, and yet we all do them, don't we? And our hearts get stained by sin on the inside, and our hearts become black and blacker every sin we commit. And there's nothing we can do to remove the stain of sin. We can get all these polishes out, we can put toilet duck in, we can try all these things, but it will not remove the stain of sin. I want to tell you a very interesting story this morning about a young boy, and here he is. His name is Whoever. Say hello to Whoever.
Hello,
boys and girls. Right. Now, Whoever desperately tried to keep his heart clean. And Whoever lived in a lovely heart house that had been given to him by a king. Here it is. What a wonderful heart house, isn't it? Just look at that. He's got a lovely door, hasn't he? He's got a nice sofa there. That looks really cosy, doesn't it? A nice clock on the wall and a lamp and a nice table. And it looks a really nice place to live. And he was so pleased with his heart house. And it had been given to him by this great king. And Whoever had been told that one day the king was going to send his son to inspect all heart houses. And if he managed to keep it clean on the inside, then the king's son would take him back to the royal palace to live with the king forevermore. Oh, how excited Whoever was. He really wanted to live in the king's palace. And all he had to do was to keep his heart house clean. You think he managed to do it? No, he didn't. In fact, the harder he tried to keep it clean, the dirtier it became. One day there was a knock on his front door. Who's that? Thought Whoever. He went to the door, and there, as he opened the door outside, stood a really dirty looking man. Look at this. His clothes are all dirty and torn. Look, his toes are coming out, his shoes. His hair is all greasy and long. Look, his eyes are bloodshot. He hasn't shaved for a long time. He's got horrible pimples on his face where he hasn't been washing. And he's smoking, isn't he? He's got a cigarette. And he's got a bottle of booze under his arm. And his language was very, very bad. Who are you, said Whoever? What do you want? I'm Bad Habits, came the reply. And I'm coming inside. Before Whoever could shut the door, Mr. Bad Habits was inside. He brought mud in on his shoes, and then he threw his cigarette end on Whoever's carpet and burnt a hole right through it. And then do you know what he did? He got his bottle of beer, he took it out and he drank it down in one go. Go, 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 go. And then when he finished it, he threw it on the floor. Just like that. And then he lay down his head to sleep on Whoever's lounge carpet. And then he gave a big burp. Oh, Whoever, this is disgusting. Just look at the state of my heart house now. What am I going to do? What if the king's son should come today? He'll never take me to the royal palace. And he began to cry.
Oh, dear. Oh, look at the state of my heart house.
Just then there was another knock on his front door. I wonder who that is, said Whoever. He opened the door. This time, there was a very miserable and angry sort of man on the outside. Who are you, said Whoever. I'm Grouchy, said the man. And with that, he storms right through his front door, nearly knocking Whoever on the floor. What do you want, said Whoever. Get out of my heart house. Oh, no, said Grouchy. I'm here to stay. That he plonked himself right down on Whoever's favourite sofa. And then he took his newspaper, and when he'd finished with it, he just threw it on the floor. Oh no, sobbed Whoever, look at my hothouse. Look, it's full of bad habits, it's full of grouchy, and look at the mess. What if the king's son should come today? Just then he heard another knock on his front door. Who could that be, thought whoever? He was rather reluctant to open the door to anyone now. So he called out, "Hello, who's there?" A young lady replied.
"Hello," she said. "My name is Miss Caroline."
You know, she sounded so sweet. And she looked so nice as he looked through the window, he let her right in. "Hello," she said. "Let me cook you some nice dinner and make you a nice cup of tea. I'll clean up the dishes afterwards." You think she did? Of course not, because she's Miss Caroline. She never tells the truth. And you know, she made the kitchen such an awful mess. I can't even show it to you because it's so bad. Then she came out, and then when she had made the cup of tea and she left all the crockery on his tabletop. And then she went and went over to the other side. "Poor whoever. Just look at the state of my hot house now," he thought. Oh, he began to burst into tears. "Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get my hot house clean?" Just then there was another knock on the door. "Who could this be?" thought whoever. He opened the door. There outside was quite a respectable looking man. He was neatly clothed. He spoke in a very nice posh voice. "Hello," said whoever. Who are you?" "I'm Mr. Dugood," came the reply. "And I'm here to help you in any way I can." You know, whoever let him right in. Whoever's face lit up. He was so delighted. Here was someone to help him at last. And he told the sad story to Mr. Dugood of how his heart house so dirty and unclean. "Oh, please," said whoever, "do you think you could get my hot house clean?" "Oh, yes," said Dugood. "That's no problem at all." And with that, he went outside, he got a bucket of hot soapy water and a sponge, and he began to scrub and to clean. Whoever was delighted. But you know, he looked up in utter horror, because Mr. Dugood wasn't cleaning the inside of his hot house at all. He was only cleaning the outside. He was scrubbing the front door and the door frame and washing the walls. "But," said whoever, "it's the inside, Mr. Dugood, that counts. Can't you come in and clean the inside?" "Oh, no, I can't," said Dugood. "That's not my job to clean the inside of half houses. I can only make the outside look respectable and clean. Anyway," he said, "I don't think it really matters." And soon off he went. Poor whoever, he was back to square one again. What on earth could he do? Just then there was another knock on his front door. Gets a lot of visitors, doesn't he? And this time he opened the door. There was a nice young looking lady outside. She looked very, very kind, and she had a lovely smile on her face. "Hello," she said. "My name is Miss Smiley Cheerer, and I'm here to make you smile." "Oh, if only you could," said whoever. "Come in, please." So she went inside. Began to tell her the sad story of his dirty heart house. "Could you make it clean, Miss Smiley Cheerup?" "Oh, yes," she said. "That's really no problem to me at all. Just give me a broom and I'll get cracking on it right away." So he gave her a broom. And there she began to sweep it clean. Whoever was absolutely delighted. Now he thought, at last my heart house will soon be clean. But after a while, he was really disappointed. Because what do you think she was doing? Yes, well, she was sweeping, but what was she doing with the dirt and dust? Yes, she's making it. Leaving it, yes? Where?
Hiding it.
Hiding it, that's right. She was just sweeping it all under the carpet. That's it, whoever. Can't you take the dirt right outside? "Oh, no," said Miss Smiley Cheerup. "I can't do that. That's not my job. I can only clean on the surface. I could just make the surface look clean. And anyhow, if it's under the carpet, it doesn't really matter, does it?" And then off she went. Poor whoever. His heart house was still looking just as dirty as it was before. And now she had swept up all the dirt and all the dust. And now it was all in the air. And everything was covered with dust. Poor whoever. Just couldn't get it clean. Just then he heard one final knock on the front door. He opened the door. There was a very nice young looking lady dressed in really smart clothes. Hello, said whoever, opening the door. Who are you? I miss go to church, she said. Why are you looking so sad? Well, he let her in, and he began to tell her the whole sad story of how his heart house was so dirty and unclean. Oh, if I don't get it clean, he said, the king's son will never take me to the royal palace. Well, what can I do? Can you help me get it clean, Miss Go to Church? Oh, no, she replied. That's not my job to clean the inside of heart houses. I can't do it. But there is a man who lives on the other side of town, and he's called Mr. Preacher. And he has a book. And in that book, it will tell you how you can get your heart house clean. Whoever was delighted, he was overjoyed. Now at last, somebody had the answer. And so he immediately went to see Mr. Preacher. Here he is. He went inside and told Mr. Preacher a whole sad story about his heart house. Can you please tell me, how can I get my heart house clean? And so Mr. Preacher said, well, let's look in my book. He opened his book. What sort of book do you think it was? Yes. A Bible. It was God's book. That's right, the best book of them all, the Bible. And he opened the book. Where do you think he opened it to? A particular chapter and verse. Anything? No? Yes. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. Did you know, said Mr. Preacher, your name is in this book? What, said whoever? Surely not. Oh yes, said Mr. Preacher. Just look, it's just there. Here it is. This is what he read. Shall we read it together?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16.
You see, said the preacher, God loved you, whoever, so much that he didn't want you to be shut out of his palace forever. And so he sent his son to die upon that cruel cross to take away the punishment for your sins and for your stained and dirty heart house so that you could be forgiven and you could go at last to the king's palace. And if you believe, whoever, if you believe, simply believe, put your trust in the king's son, then you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life in the king's palace forevermore. Oh, how delighted whoever was. And you know, there and then he got down on his hands and his knees and began to pray for the first time to the king. And he thanked the king for giving him this lovely heart house. And then he told the king how sorry he was that he didn't manage to keep it clean. He was ashamed of all the dirt and all the dust and the stains. And he thanked the king for sending his son to die upon the cross so that his heart house could be clean. There and then he asked the king's son if he would come into his heart house and make it clean. Do you think he did? Yes. That very moment, the king's son entered whoever's heart house. And you know, in a moment, the grouchy and tell lies and bad habits completely disappeared, and all the dirt and all the dust, and suddenly it was a brand new heart house. Everything was new. Everything was clean again. Oh, how excited, how happy whoever was. Just look at it now. It's just like being born all over again, he said. It's a new heart house, a new life, a new start, and a new beginning. Whoever knew that when the king's son came to inspect his heart house, that the king would accept him and take him into the royal palace to live forevermore. Now that's a lovely story, isn't it, boys and girls? But you know, it's a true story. It's your story and it's my story, because we are whoever. He stands for whoever, for you and for me. And we have all been given a lovely heart house by a great king. Who's that? God himself. God made us, didn't he? And he gave us a heart house within. And God has said that one day he's going to send his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to inspect your heart house and to inspect mine. And if we manage to keep it clean, then we will be received by the king into that royal palace, heaven, to live forevermore. And heaven is a world of love, a world of happiness and joy. Do you know, like whoever, the sad thing is that we've not managed to keep our heart house clean, have we? We've all done those things that are wrong. We've committed sins. Sin is within our heart house. Every one of us has bad habits, tell lies and grouchy living inside us. Our heart houses have become so dirty and so filthy with sin. And of course, the Bible says that no unclean thing will enter into the king's palace, into heaven. Will be shut out forever. But God loved you and me so much that on that first Easter time, he sent his own special son, his one and only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth. Jesus hung and suffered, was crucified upon that cross. He was taking the punishment for our filthy heart houses so that they may be made clean. And you know, if we believe like whoever, if we put our trust in the King's Son and ask him to come into our heart houses, he will make them absolutely white and clean. And then one day he will take us to that royal palace in heaven to live forevermore. So remember that, boys and girls, this Easter time, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for giving us this lovely heart house. Lord, like whoever, we realize that our heart house hasn't been kept clean. However much we try by doing good and going to church and smiling and cheering up, we cannot remove that dirt within. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, your only Son, who came to this earth, the only one who can make heart houses clean. We thank you for the one who died for us. And we do ask that each boy and girl here this morning, that they invite the King's Son into their heart houses, that they may be truly clean. For we ask this in Jesus' name.